a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
A Salt Lake man is charged with threatening a 13-year-old girl he met on social media.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda's police say it started with a challenge on Instagram. The girl got a chain message that said she needed to send that message on to 20 more people, so she did, and one was 22-year-old Jordan Daniel Sorensen. Charging documents say he messaged her back. They started chatting a lot on Instagram and Snapchat, but pretty soon he began asking her for nude photos. He told her if she did not comply, he would tell all her friends. Sorensen was charged yesterday with two felonies, sextortion in this case. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A former teaching volunteer in Pleasant Grove is facing a slew of felony charges after investigators say he offered students cash for nude photos. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Tim, the charges allege that a volunteer percussion assistant, 23-year-old Luis Mendez Gamino, had more than 100 images of child porn on his phone. Earlier this summer, he reportedly asked a 17-year-old female student on Instagram for nude photos and was willing to pay up to $400. When she said no, he then reportedly asked her if she knew anyone else that would sell him nude photos. The Alpine School District says he did pass a background check back in 2015. Mendez Gamino has pled not guilty. He currently faces 14 second-degree felonies of sexual exploitation of a minor. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
West Valley police are investigating after shots were fired into a home overnight. Police say a window was shot up, as well as a car parked in the driveway near 35th South and 68th West. Several people were inside the home at the time of the shooting, but they were not hurt. The shooting was caught on a surveillance camera, and it looks like two people just walked up to the home, shot 11 times, and ran away. The search continues for those two suspects.
A woman was found dead at the Motel 6 in Midvale, but how she died continues to be a mystery.
What or who killed the woman found dead by a housemaid at the motel off I-15 Tuesday afternoon? That's what Unify Police investigators want to know. There are few details, but Sergeant Melody Gray says they called in the Violent Crimes Unit.
There's some things that just are not adding up to them, and so they want to treat us as suspicious death. There's nothing obvious. There's no obvious reason for her to be deceased.
Evidence was being collected from the room well into the evening. Police are also trying to figure out if someone was with her before her death. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. We get another couple of pretty nice days. It should be pretty sunny. And tomorrow is looking cloudy.
We are warm again today, but we do have another colder storm coming our way. A series of a couple of storms. One slides in Thursday evening, and it'll cool us down for Friday. But it looks like most of Friday will be dry. Noticeably cooler, though. We'll go from the 70s today to only into the 50s for the high on Friday. Another storm is going to cool us off even more. We do expect scattered rain showers on Saturday.
Grant says to Monday is looking cooler than normal as well. But by Tuesday, we're back up to near 60.
The race for the Democratic nomination has an apparent new leader. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the fourth debate of Democratic presidential candidates last night showed Senator Elizabeth Warren appears to be the new frontrunner, facing attacks on her plans.
Costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations.
First-time debater Tom Steyer had his focus.
Every candidate here is more decent, more coherent, and more patriotic than the criminal in the White House.
All 12 candidates agreed to varying degrees that Democrats are right to pursue impeachment against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi standing her ground about not holding an impeachment inquiry vote, saying yesterday,
there's no requirement that we have a vote.
Republicans say without a vote, the inquiry is just an act by the Democratic Party, not Congress. They want Democrat members to be accountable on record if they support impeachment. And a magnitude 6.4 earthquake has struck Mindanao, the Philippines. No word yet on damage or injuries, but it was a shallow at a depth of 8 miles, which causes more shaking at the surface. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Shelter-in-place orders have been lifted for communities near a Northern California fuel storage facility that caught fire yesterday. Heavy smoke from burning ethanol tanks set off an air quality emergency.
We ask that residents impacted to please open your doors and windows to air out buildings and homes.
Residents were told to stay in their homes for several hours yesterday until the fire was put out.
The family of a British teen who was killed in a car crash involving the wife of an American diplomat has now met with President Trump. But they said no thank you to the surprise meeting that was set up.
Harry Dunn's parents visiting New York City to urge Anne Sekulis, who had claimed diplomatic immunity, to return to the UK and participate in a police investigation into the death of their son. Suddenly, an unexpected invitation from President Trump to the White House. Upon arriving, the president dropping what they called a bombshell, that the woman who allegedly killed their son was in the next room. Dunn's parents reportedly shocked, noting that no mediators or therapists were provided. They refused the meeting, saying they only wanted to meet with Sekulis in Britain. Reportedly told, that's not going to happen. Dave Packer, ABC News.